Let's just pray as we turn to God's word. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask tonight again that your word would do its work. Almighty God, as we look to you, Lord God, this isn't about the opinions and the views of Shiloh Christian Fellowship. This is about your word, and it's your word that's tearing down the strongholds in people's minds, that's exposing the lies of the devil, and that's setting the captives free. And tonight again, Lord, we ask, please, that your Holy Spirit would take your word, Lord God, and use it as a hammer to smash down the strongholds. Use it as a fire to burn up the dross in people's lives. And use it, Lord, like a sharp arrow to pierce people's hearts and consciences, please, in the name of Jesus, that they might repent and believe in the gospel. Is toward us, and we ask, Lord, that your word would help us to walk in the freedom for which Christ has set us free. Amen. Okay, I'm on another of the excuses. As you know, people make excuses for not becoming Christians, and we've heard them. If you're going out and you're talking to people about Jesus, you hear every excuse under the sun, and unfortunately we can only cover a number of those, and I think we're covering about 15 or 16 of them. They would be the top 16 excuses probably that people make for not becoming a Christian. And you know, however, no one, we have to emphasize this, even though people make excuses for not becoming a Christian, no one can become a Christian unless God elects them to be so. And the excuses that we've covered can be heard on our podcasts or viewed on Facebook at any time. And last week's excuse that I covered was, I can't believe in a God who allows so much suffering. People often say, if there is a God, why does he allow so much suffering? If there is a God, why does he not destroy all evil? Why would a loving God allow people to suffer and die? Well, you may find this hard to believe, and I said it last week, that the responsibility for suffering doesn't lie with God. As someone once said, the heart of the human problem is the problem of the human heart. The heart of the human problem is the problem of the human heart. Suffering and death are part of the sin-cursed world and the sin-cursed bodies we live in. Suffering and death entered in as a result of Eve and Adam's sin. However, God has graciously provided a remedy for suffering, sin, and death by sending his son Jesus to pay the price for our sin by dying in our place. And now all who trust in Jesus are promised forgiveness of sin and have everlasting life. Hear that tonight. All who trust in Jesus are promised forgiveness of sin and have eternal life. God doesn't promise us if we love and serve him, we won't suffer. We will. But he assures us in everything we experience in life, he will be working it for our good. We may not understand why God permits suffering and how he uses it, but we know that he has fixed a day when he will remove all suffering, all sickness, all disability, disease, and death. And he, God, will wipe away all tears from our eyes. Let's turn, please, to Romans chapter 10, which I'm going to be reading from this evening. Excuse me. Romans chapter 10, and we're reading from verse 8. Paul the writer says these words, but what does it say? Speaking about the word of God. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. There's no complications here in this proclamation of the gospel. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him, and that's a belief that has a realization that causes you to act, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, I want to look tonight at another excuse that people give for not becoming a Christian. And this is it. Ach, there's so many religions. How do you know Christianity is right? There's so many religions. How do you know Christianity is right? People, you know, over the years have said to me, you're a narrow-minded bigot. And I said, well, nothing's changed. But you know what? That might very well be the case. But I'm narrow-minded because I know I'm right. And I know I'm right because God has told me I'm right. So, there's so many religions out there. How do you know Christianity is right? Well, would it surprise you to learn that in 2018, it is estimated that there is approximately 4,200 religions in the world. 4,200 religions in the world. Now, these are normally broken down into three categories. There's the world religions like Judaism, the Jewish religion, Christianity, and Islam. Then there's what's called indigenous religions, so Japan and Shinto or Sikhism in India, or tribal beliefs like Aboriginal or the Red Indians. And then we have what's called the new religious movements. They're usually the head cases. And they would be Jediism and Scientology and all of that. So 4,200 religions in the world. Now that's a lot to choose from. Most of these religions may contain some truth, but they can't all be right. Most of them contain or may contain some truth, but they can't all be right. So what we're going to do is we're going to look briefly, or I'm going to tell you briefly, a few things that these religions, or a few of these religions, teach about Jesus. And we'll just pick that subject for a moment. So let's look at Judaism, the Jewish religion, and what it says about Jesus. It says that Jesus was just a man. And then it goes on to denounce him as a false prophet. Islam says Jesus wasn't God, and in fact Jesus didn't die on the cross, but rather God transformed a man called Simon from Cyrene to look like Jesus, and he died in Jesus' place. Jehovah's Witnesses teach that Jesus was a created being who was originally the Archangel Michael. Mormonism suggests Jesus is not God, but one of God's many, many spirit children, and his brother is Lucifer. Buddhism teaches Jesus lived previous lives, and eventually, after many lives, he reached a higher state. Sikhism says Jesus just cannot be God because he was born a human. Christianity teaches Jesus is God who came in human form into this world and died upon a cross to pay the price for mankind's sin, so that those who have faith in him can be reconciled to God. Now, although these religions might all be wrong, they definitely can't all be right. So how can we be sure Christianity is the right way? Well, before I answer this question, let me raise some points for consideration by those who make the excuse, there's so many religions, how do you know Christianity is right? You take sick, you go to see your doctor. Do you ask your doctor if what he or she is prescribing you is the right treatment? It's not most of the time we just accept what our doctor gives us because we think they know best. There's so many religions. How do you know Christianity is right? If this is your excuse for not becoming a Christian, then you have to automatically ask, are you genuinely interested in finding the right way? And are you looking into, or are you in the process of checking out the other 4,199 religions to see if they're right? Or perhaps maybe just, there's so many religions, how do you know Christianity is right? Is really just a poor excuse. Remember what we said away at the start of our series? An excuse is a reason or explanation given to justify a fault or offense. You're already at fault if you're having to make an excuse for not becoming a Christian. When any person, genuinely investigates or explores the questions of religion, of spirituality, the afterlife, they can quickly sieve out a lot of what they know is nonsense by applying basic common sense. But after common sense has done its work, people are still left with a lot of questions. And so when you've got a lot of questions about things like this, the obvious place to look for further clarification is to the evidence. What evidence is there? Well, the evidence for Christianity, I believe, the evidence for Christianity being the right way to God is absolutely overwhelming. Now, I want to highlight some points, because we don't have enough time to go into all of the issues, but I want to highlight some points that might help the genuine seeker or remove the excuse that some people give for not becoming Christians. Well, as everybody knows, Christians believe the Bible to be the Word of God. The Bible is full of historical accounts that are proven by many other reliable sources outside of the Bible. And so if you want to learn a lot of things about this, you can read on historians like Pliny and Tacitus and Josephus, and we can accept their records for many other historical things, and they talk a lot of what is recorded, certainly within the Bible. So the Bible is full of historical accounts that are proven by other reliable sources. It's full of prophecies that have been fulfilled and some yet to see fulfillment. The Bible, for example, has had scientific accuracies contained within it long before scientists even knew they existed. So when scientists and everybody else thought that the world was flat and we'd fall off the edge, God said, "Don't think so. It's in here." When people were trying to work out about dark holes and the constellations in the sky and whatever else, Job was already talking about Pleiades and Orion. So the Bible has had scientific accuracies contained within it long before even scientists knew they existed. The Bible has provided much archaeological evidence unearthing ancient civilizations and events which other archaeologists agree confirm what the Bible says. Much more can be said about the Bible, but I want to present it as my first piece of evidence. When you've still got questions, you look to the evidence. And I'm saying to the person who says there's so many religions out there, how can you be sure Christianity is right? I present to you the Bible, the Word of God, as the first piece of evidence. Now, secondly, anybody who knows their Bible, they will know that the Bible's central focus is on one person, the person of Jesus. He is the pivotal character, and the entire theme of the Bible is about him. Christianity is founded upon this person, Jesus. The Bible says Jesus is the Son of God. He is equal with the Father and with the Holy Spirit. It says Jesus became a human being. He became God in the flesh. And he came to this world and died to pay the price for sin so that those who believe can be saved from sins, from sin's consequences, and have everlasting life with God. And historically, outside of the Bible, go down to the library and check it out for yourself. Read letters by Pliny, by Tacitus, and all of these others. You will see historically that Jesus lived and died. We know historically outside of the Bible, we know that he was crucified outside Jerusalem, and we know that his body was laid in a tomb. However, the Bible teaches that Jesus was raised to life from the dead. So, firstly, I present the Bible as my first piece of evidence. I present to you Jesus as the second piece of evidence. But the third piece of evidence that I am presenting to you this evening is this, that Jesus was raised to life from the dead. And so I am presenting to you the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead as evidence, not hearsay, as evidence that Christianity is the right way. Before Jesus died, he said these words, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one, no Jew, no Buddhist, no Sikh, no Islamic person, no Jehovah's Witness, no Mormon, no nobody. Nobody comes to the Father except through me." Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And the Bible also says of Jesus, "Nor is there salvation in any other." What that means is you can't be saved without Jesus. Doesn't matter what religion you buy into. Jesus has said it, and Jesus, who is God, proving it by being raised again from the dead, and we'll look at that in a moment, he's saying, "I am the way. There is no other way. Nor is there salvation in any other. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. So three questions need to be answered. Is the Bible truly the Word of God? Well, what I would say to those who say so many religions, there's so many religions out there, how do you know Christianity is right? Is the Bible truly the Word of God? Read it, study it, and find out. Because see, if you don't, there's so many religions out there, how do you know Christianity is the right way? Is nothing more than a poor, pitiful excuse. If you want to know, check the evidence. Read the Bible, study it, and find out, is it the Word of God? The second question is this: is Jesus who he and the Bible say he is? Is Jesus who he and the Bible say he is? And the third question is this: was Jesus physically raised from death back to life? Well, let me tell you something. If you're thinking there's so many religions out there, how can you be sure Christianity is right? Let me say this. If Jesus hasn't been raised from the dead, then Christianity is based on a lie, and it is most certainly not the right way. However, if you want to look at the evidence, if Jesus hasn't been raised from the dead, where did his body go? Look for the evidence. If Jesus hasn't been raised from the dead, where did his body go? I could give you a whole pile of answers tonight that other people give me, but I'm not going to, because you're the one who's saying there's so many religions out there, how do you know Christianity is the right way? If you are a genuine seeker, you'll look to the evidence. You'll try to answer these questions. If Jesus hasn't been raised from the dead, where did his body go? And yet the Bible is clear. Jesus is risen from the dead and is currently seated at God's right hand. Is Jesus who he and the Bible says he is? Well, Jesus declared himself to be the Son of God. And not only did he declare himself to be the Son of God, he declared himself to be co-equal with God. Is he, as someone else once said, a liar, a lunatic, or Lord? For almost 2,000 years, people have given personal testimonies of how they have come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and how he has changed their lives. I present to you the Bible. I present to you the person of Jesus. I present to you the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And now I present to you the personal testimonies of thousands upon thousands of people. These people tell how they have come to know Jesus. Not a dead Jesus, but living Jesus. They tell how they have come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and how Jesus has changed their lives. Tell me this, do you honestly believe that they are all deluded? Do you honestly believe that they're all out to deceive you? What benefit do they get from telling other people lies like Jesus loves you. Would you call your doctor a liar for prescribing the only cure that works for your illness? So why call Christians liars when they tell you the only cure for your illness, which is sin, is Jesus? To those who say there's so many religions, how do you know Christianity is right? Well, let me ask you, use your common sense and answer these questions. Is the Bible true? Is Jesus the Son of God who became a man to die for our sins? Is Jesus raised again from the dead? Is Jesus who he said he is? Are the testimonies of myriads of people just lies? Use your common sense and also study the evidence and see. See, other religions may contain some truth, but the Bible Jesus, the Jesus of the Bible declared, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Other religions tell how we can get to God. Only Christianity tells how God came to us in Jesus. There's so many religions. How do you know Christianity is right? You won't know until you believe what God's word says and by faith accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And you need to do so because there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. And yet God says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, tonight we thank you that we can be mocked and ridiculed and called narrow-minded and bigoted and everything else because we believe your word. You said, Lord, blessed are those when men persecute you and revile you and say all manner of evil against you for my sake. Lord, we don't care if people slag us off. Help us to hold fast to your truth, that others would know that Jesus is God, who came in the flesh and died upon a cross to pay the price for our sin, so that we, Father, could be reconciled to you. Doesn't matter how many other religions there are in the world. Doesn't matter whether it's 4,200 or 4 million. There's only one way, and that way is Jesus. And we pray tonight, Lord, for anyone who doubts this truth, that your Holy Spirit would move upon them right now and confront them with the evidence, with the Bible, with the person of Jesus, with the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, and with the personal testimonies of many, many people down through the generations who have declared Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And may that evidence overwhelm people tonight, and may they bow the knee and accept it, please, that they too might know that Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life, and that no one comes to the Father except through him. Lord, help us as Christians to be bold in our confidence in who Jesus is. Because, Lord, we know one day soon we shall see him face to face. Until that day, Lord, may we be your witnesses, declaring your name among the people, Lord God, that you lead us to, that others might come to know you and love you as we do. We ask this, Lord Jesus, in your precious name. Amen.